players are warming up, the fans are finding their seats, and we're getting ready to bring you our Friday night high school football game of the week here on CARE 93.7 FM, part of the award-winning MSC Sports Radio Network. Coverage of high school football is brought to you by our CARE Country Sports Boosters. Kickoff is just minutes away. Our pregame show begins right after these messages.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato olays will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try two new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Pre-game coverage of high school football on CARE 93.7 FM is brought to you by our area sports boosters. Don't forget, you can catch our coverage of high school football action online at mscsports.net and on our free MSC radio app. Kickoff is just moments away here on your local sports authority, CARE 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Hey, good evening and welcome. We're at Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas. High school football tonight on CARE Radio. It is a Class 4A postseason, and it will be the Phoenix of Atchison High School. They're playing host to Bishop Miege. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering in the CARE Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here at the stadium. Atchison had won the flip of the coin, elected to defer. Atchison kicks the ball away. They try a little onside trickery. It did not work, and Miege has the football, and they are moving it downfield two plays in, and they are at the Atchison 20-yard line. We are 30 seconds into the game that began just a little more quickly than it was scheduled to at 7 o'clock, but they got a little start. Miege has been going without a huddle, and they're going from right to left in this opening quarter. Motion will go over to the left side. Quarterback will take it. They'll hand off, sweep left, jet to the 20. Breaking the tackle, gets outside to the 15. Down he'll go right there. Tackle is going to be made by Boldridge for Atchison. And a nice little sweep to the left side as they go to the jet sweep with Vinny George, a 5'7", 180-pound junior for the Stags. Quickly again with no huddle at the 15-yard line. Second down, five QBs back. Throws left side, caught 10. Caught down to the 5. Down to the 3. It's going to be first and goal, Miege. Bishop Miege, a pass from Landon Cole to Jaden McDaniel. Jaden's a 6-foot junior receiver. And again, Miege quickly to the line. No huddle. It'll bring up a first and goal, 3 yards out. 2 to the right side. Hand off to the running back. Powers forward. Puts into the end zone. Touchdown, Miege! Less than a minute and a half into the ball game. Bishop Miege took the opening kickoff. Again, they got good field position around their own 40-yard line. 16 yards on play number 1, 20-plus yards on play number 2, and they are into the end zone looking for the PAT. The place kicker is Joseph Jaska. At the long snap, you're going to have Graham Walsh. It'll be held by C.J. Hess. Right foot soccer-style kick. The placement, it's up. The line drive is good. And just as quickly as that, Miege on the road tonight has taken an early lead. We're taking our first time out. Joseph at 10:37 to go in the opening quarter. Bishop Miege, 7. Atchison coming up.
scam. At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Hey, welcome back to Amelia Earhart Stadium, everyone. Happy Halloween. Be safe out there. And it is a very dark night, about a half moon, which is largely occluded with some high overcast. Atchison set to return the kick for Miege, and back deep for the Phoenix, it'll be Noah Martin and Jeremiah Thompson. They will settle in at their own 5-yard line. Stags getting set to kick it away, and the place kicker or the kickoff specialist from Miege is going to be a 5'5 sophomore, Cole Whitmore. Cole will advance on the ball and strides into it. There's the kick. End high and taken at the 5. Up to the hash marks to the 10. Crosses the 15, but we'll never see the 20. And the Phoenix are going to get their offense out of the field. It'll be 1st and 10, Atchison. We will see what AHS offense has to bring us here this evening. Miege comes into the ball game tonight. They are 3-5 on the season. Atchison coming into the contest tonight at 5-3. Miege is at 3-3 in the EKL, Eastern Kansas League, coming into the game tonight with wins over Blue Valley Southwest, Blue Valley West, and in their last game over Blue Valley, 41-34 in overtime. That was the win for Miege that set up this matchup here tonight in Atchison, Kansas. Two men wind to the right side, and they do not have anyone over the top. Atchison quickly trying to run somebody over for coverage. Quarterback is back. The pass is going to be batted, and it's going to go incomplete. That was a nice job by Atchison getting into the backfield very quickly and batting the ball away. It's going to go incomplete. 10:29 to go. Atchison trying to get quickly around here tonight. And again, they tried the onside kick at the beginning of the ball game. It was not successful, and now Atchison unable to match the speed coming to the line that Miege brought. Atchison is now huddling up and taking a world of time, looking over to the near sideline, and now they have the play telegraphed in. Here's Phoenix, 1st and 10. AHS, one man wind to the left side, a wing to the right. Running back on the left hand of quarterback. That's Colton Vaughn, or runner of the ball club. Colton will take the snap. Hands off into the middle of the line. Nothing going to the right. Now changing your direction, trying to go to the left, finding a little daylight and getting all the way up to the 17-yard line. So getting back to the line of scrimmage. The sweep to the near side for Atchison. Zadron Mays. He ran left. There was nothing there. So he says, well, you know what? Maybe there's something better on the other side. Turned to his right. But the lateral pursuit was outstanding. It'll bring up for Atchison a 3rd down 10. Phoenix at their own 17-yard line. 9:50 to go and rolling along here in the opening quarter of this 4A postseason ball game here at Atchison tonight. And again, the Phoenix, they're going to take lots of time. They are in no rush to get this thing back up to the line of scrimmage. Colton Bonnell, the Atchison quarterback, 6'1", 175-pound senior. Phoenix are going to go sideline to sideline on a 3rd down long. And they will hand off, and they'll go to reverse. Now a little halfback pass that wobbles and floats and flutters. A nice catch by Yogi at the 40-yard line. And it's going to be completed. Atchison is going to move the chains. It'll be 1st and 10 Phoenix at their own 41. So Atchison reaching deep into the playbook. They had gone sweep to the right and then reverse and then flea flicker back to a halfback who throws downfield. 1st and 10 with 9:20 to go in the opening quarter. Atchison looking over to the near sideline. AHS in their home red jerseys. White helmets, white pants, white lettering and trim. And for Miege, it is the traveling whites. White jerseys and pants, red helmets, and red lettering and trim. 1st and 10, Atchison from its own 41-yard line. Motion will go to the left side. Hand off into the middle. Breaking the first tackle. Trying to get to the outside. Hit from behind. Spun around and thrown for a loss. kind of thrown down like a rag doll back there. Leighton Baldridge, greetings. It'll bring up for Atchison a second down at about 14 from their own 37-yard line. We're accustomed to seeing a guy like Leighton Baldridge with his size and his strength and his speed, and it taking multiple defenders to bring him down, but that tackle took a single guy over there who was able to reach out with one arm, get it around the midsection, grab him up, stop him, and then bring him to the ground. Third down long. Second and long. Second down at about 13-14 to go. Quarterback is back to throw, looking left. Penalty marker sail. The ball is out. It's on the ground. Miege covers it up. Now there's a marker in the backfield. Expect a hold by Atchison. And as Bonnell went back to throw, he gets hit. The ball's dislodged. Miege jumps on it, and we will wait for our official to sort this out. Here comes your call. Illegal shift. Atchison declined. Miege football. So with 7:55 to go in the opening quarter, the Phoenix will turn it over. And the Stags are going to have it first and 10. And let's see where they're going to spot this thing down. They got a beanbag on the ground around the 22-yard line in Atchison territory. And once again, here comes the Miege offense. On a 14th season, head coach John Holmes, Bishop Miege, leading 7-0, is back out over the football. Senior quarterback Landon Cole, not the biggest guy out there. He's 5'7" and 161 pounds, but he runs his offense. He'll roll to the right side, looks downfield, throws a pass. It's going to be tipped, and it's going to go incomplete. Atchison feels like they have intercepted it, and the officials are coming up over the wall. They have. The ball was tipped up, and they're going to say one of the Phoenix was able to dive on it, catch it at the 5-yard line, and Atchison, turning it over, gets it right back on the very next play. So a huge, huge defensive play by AHS, and Phoenix are going to run their offense back out of the field. Very nice crowd here this evening, looking up and down. A lot of people in Halloween apparel. First and 10, Atchison. Play clock at 15 and rolling. 7:45 to go in quarter number one. 7-0. Miege in front. Bonnell will take it, standing on his goal line. Cedron will go to the right side, get to the line of scrimmage, down to the 9. So he will gain 2 yards on a sweep to the right side. Cedron's on the ground, sitting there, telling to the official, telling him his headgear was grabbed. Apparently, they did not see it or did not agree with it. There is no penalty marker down. It'll bring up a second down, 8 for Atchison. Phoenix at their own 9-yard line. Beautiful night for football. Just a little bit of a breeze coming out of the northwest. Nothing too extreme. Phoenix are going to send a receiver wide to the left. It's going to be Jeremiah Thompson. They're going to put Yogi in the slot to the left side and 2 to the right. Cedron will go motion to the right side. Snap a little bit high. Quarterback is able to pull it down. He's going to get rid of it. Caught at the 10-yard line. Back across the field and down is going to go the receiver, Leighton Baldridge, and he'll be tackled around the 14, making the 13-yard line. Phoenix are looking at a 3rd down, 3. Now for Atchison, a little bit ago, they had a little deception, and we were able to pick up a big, big chunk of yards and a crucial first down. Into the lineup for Atchison, we're going to get Lucas Cody, 6'1", 190-pound senior. Lucas coming in off the near sideline, going to shuffle the play in, and again, Atchison slowing this thing down as much as they humanly can. Single digits now on the play clock. 3rd down call. Bonnell's going to keep it himself, boots outside. He's got tons of room. Nobody's over there. He's going to get across the 20, up to the 25-yard line. First and 10, Atchison all the way to the 26. That was a nice run by Colton Bonnell, and it's going to be a Phoenix first down. 7-0, Bishop Miege in front. 5:55 to go in quarter number one here in Atchison. Cody's going to rotate out of the ball game, and the plays come in from the near sideline. And the Atchison coaching staff. Lots of games going on around the area. Lots of them had gone on last night. Congratulations to the Tigers of ACCHS Nice win for them last night in the first round of football postseason. Quarterback is back to throw. Bonner will throw over the middle, and it is going to be incomplete. He was falling forward as he had been hit as he released that football. And fortunately for Atchison, very fortunately, lands on the ground, and nobody gets a hand on it. It goes incomplete. Defending on the play, Aiden Buzin, who's a 6 foot, 160-pound senior defender. Defensive back, actually, who had come in on a bit of a blitz and put some pressure on Bonnell. Incomplete, second down, 10. Clock stops at 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. The new beautiful field here. USC 409 has it's their first playoff game ever on this new turf. Second down, 10. Quarterback will hand off, bouncing outside, hit as he tries to reverse back of the 20-yard line. And a tackle for a loss made on Zadron Mays. And Atchison will be looking at a third down at about 16 now from their own 21-yard line. Again, Atchison going to take their time. They're going to huddle this thing up as we'll be inside 5 minutes of play in the opening quarter when this ball snapped once again. Third down, 16. Phoenix at their own 21. Very apparent that Atchison wants to limit the Stags' touches of the football today. Jeremiah Thompson. It's going to be the single man wide to the left side. A lot of shifting down the middle of the offensive line. Snap is a little high. Bonnell able to handle it. Drops back, throws a BB over the middle. He's got a man open. It's going to be broken up at the 40-yard line and goes incomplete. The pass was intended for Zadron Mays, and it's going to be broken up at the 40-yard line. Nice defensive play for Mays by Cole Whitmore. A sophomore defensive back, and it's going to be a punting situation for AHS. Atchison is going to be set to boot the ball away, and Bonnell, who does the kickoff work, does the quarterback work, he is also the punter for this team, and he'll stand at his own 7-yard line looking to kick it away. Gets the boot off. It is end over end. It is going to land out of bounds between the sideline and the track, and we will see where they mark this thing out. As the official says, it's a 45-yard line? No, it can't be that far, can it? It's going to be. So they're going to stay at the 45-yard line. So for Atchison, that was a good spot on the ball. The Aces are going to begin this, their third possession of the game at the Atchison 45. The previous possession, one play. As a pass over the middle was intercepted by the Phoenix. 4:25 to go in the opening quarter, still 7-0. Miege, who scored on their opening possession with the lead. Quarterback Landon Cole, motion to the right. Little shovel pass to that jet sweep. 50, 45, bounding outside to the 40, 35, cuts back into the middle of the 30. Finally brought down to the 25-yard line. It's going to be a 21-yard gain, sweeping around the right side. Stags are going to move the chains. And again, Miege, no huddle. The chains are not down the field yet, and they are completely lined up, ready for the snap. They got to wait for him to get them set. Three receivers to the left side, the wide side of the field for quarterback Landon Cole. Single running back in the backfield is going to be George. QB's back, looks left, throws in the middle again. It's batted and knocked away. Reaching up for Atchison, Brody Barnes getting a hand on the ball, deflects the thing and knocks it away. And that is what had happened on the turnover from Yeage had on his last possession. Second down, 10. Stags still at the Atchison 25-yard line. Back to throw again. This time the pass to the right side is way too high and really would have been a very difficult catch over there. Very little opportunity for that thing to be hauled in by Wesley Walsh. And here's the deal. Wesley, I love watching him out of the field already, and I'm going to be keeping an eye on him tonight. As a receiver, he's got to be just what you would draw up right, 6'6". Back to throw again on third down. Quarterback is going to scramble. Wants a little help, going to run with it, cuts to the right side. He will come up short of the first down. Let's see where they're going to mark him out of bounds. They'll say at the 18. So that is not a generous spot. It'll make up a fourth down, 3. And Miege is not looking to do anything but leave their offense out of the field. At the Anchors in 17 yard, or Anchors in 18 yard line. At the 18, they got to get it down to the 15. Fourth down, 3. Follow the right hash mark for me. He's going from right to left across your dial here in the opening quarter. 3:55 to go in the first. 7-0 Miege in front. Quarterback is going to hand off running back. Powers forward. Picks up a first down. He'll take it all the way to the 10. 8 yards on a fourth down, 3. First and 10. Stags. First and 10. They're going to mark him. They'll say at the 11 so they can get a first down without getting into the end zone. Quarterback will hand off into the right side of the line, taking it down to the 10, down near the 5-yard line, and a penalty marker is going to sail from deep in the backfield, and we're going to have a holding on the offense. Referees coming out to the 25-yard line, going to give us that call. There's the hold, and it's going to be against Bishop E.H. So with 3 minutes and 39 to go, we're going to have a penalty assessed against the visitors here tonight, and that first and 10 at the 11 is going to become a whole lot more than that. They will mark it back to the 21, make it a first and 20. Two receivers short side, no one wide side. Wonder if they'll sweep left here. No, quarterback is going to roll right, looking to throw, lobs one downfield for the end zone, and it's going to be incomplete. Thrown beyond the reach of the intended receiver, and it'll bring up a second down and 20. Brandon Cole rolls to the right side, and no hesitation as they had run everything to the right, everything to the short side. It'll bring him a second down at 20. And now Miege is going to run Walsh wide to the left side. QB's back, goes to the back out of the backfield at the 25-20. Breaks into the middle of the 15, to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone. Touchdown, Miege! Bishop Yeage goes in from 21 yards out. And at 3:25 to go in the opening quarter, it is now 13-0. And an Atchison player a little bit slow about getting up. Thank you for your understanding. 3:25 to go in the opening quarter, 21-yard run. Vinny George. Point after coming up here. Taking a look at it, stretching that hand out, kind of eyeing her up. Joseph Josta sends it up. That's a pretty kick. Up and good. We're taking a break. Time out of the field at 3:25 to go in the opening quarter. Miege 14. Atchison nothing.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Well, man, he's getting ready to kick it off for the second time here in his opening quarter. It is a 14-0 Stags lead. And Atchison's going to switch up the return duo a little bit. They're going to have Zadron Mays to the far side, and now on the near side, they're going to bring Leighton Boldridge into a return position. Here's the advance, the kickoff. High, end over end, and very short, fielded at the 20. Slow walking it up the middle, and stopping short of the 30-yard line on the return is going to be Mays. Phoenix will get their offense back out there. It'll be first and 10. Atchison at their own 29-yard line. 3:17 to go in quarter number one. Miege plays a solid schedule at St. James Academy and Rockhurst out of Missouri, St. Thomas Aquinas, St. Pius X, Blue Valley North. First and 10, Phoenix from their own 29-yard line. One receiver is extremely wide to the near side between the numbers and the sideline. Quarterback will take the low snap, hands off in the middle. Marker Sale and a running back is going to be dropped short of the line of scrimmage. There is nowhere to go for Zidron Mays. Let's see what this marker way back at the 15-yard line is going to be about. Officials walking over. It's going to be against Atchison. He's asking the coaching staff across the way. We got an illegal participation. So it is going to be, maybe Atchison had a dozen guys out there because they run one off and haven't run anybody back out. 3, 6, 9, 11. So now they've got 11. And now they run one in and run one out. So for the Phoenix, a little confusion. The play clock has not begun to roll yet, and now it starts. Clock stop. 3:12 to go in the first quarter. Atchison is going to come very wide to the near side. They got Bonnell as a receiver now. So they're going to put Yogi in at quarterback. They'll go to a reverse to back to Bonnell. He's going to throw down the other one. Undefeated receiver who missed it.
The end of round pass.
All right. You put Yogi in at the quarterback. You put Bonnell as a wide receiver to the right side. Yogi takes the snap. Bonnell goes in motion. I guess it's going to be a jet sweep left. Takes the pitch behind the quarterback. So it's a lateral. And the defense is chasing downfield. And all of the while, Jeremiah Thompson is running downfield. He's at the 50-yard line with no defender anywhere close. And by not close, I mean 8, 10, 12 yards away is the nearest guy. And the pass incomplete. 3:04 to go in the opening quarter. It is now 3rd and 13, Phoenix. And Atchison taking all of his time. It's not like they're taking any time off the clock because the clock is not running after the incompletion. And now we're going to get a Phoenix timeout taken. The answer to the coaching staff going to go out and coach him up. We're taking a break at 3:04 to go in the first. It is Bishop Miege 14, Atchison 0.
Looking for comprehensive dental care for your family? Here at Atchison Dental Associates, we provide a full range of services using the most modern equipment and methods available. I'm Dr. Merkline, and at Atchison Dental, you can be confident that you are receiving the finest and most advanced in dental care and comfort. Inquire about oral conscious sedation if anxiety is a concern. Visit AtchisonDental.com or see us today to experience the difference.
Welcome back to Amelia Earhart Stadium, where we have 3:04 to go in the opening quarter. Bishop Miege leading the Phoenix 14-0. Atchison coming out of the timeout, looking at a third and long, third down 13 at their own 26-yard line. Well, see what the Atchison coaching staff has been able to scratch out and what they're going to be running. Leighton Boldridge is going to be in the backfield. He'll be on the right hand of quarterback Colton Bonnell. Receivers to the left side, and again, nobody to the right side, which is the wide side of the field. It is completely open. Quarterback will keep it. Pitch it over to Leighton. He's going to be hit as he crosses the line of scrimmage. Gets back to near the original line. So they'll pick up about 3 yards. And Atchison will look at a 4th and 10 around their own 29-yard line. And now we've got a Phoenix player who's slow to get up on the far sideline right in front of the Miege bench. And the Atchison trainers will make the trip all the way across the field to give a little look-see here. Provides an opportunity for me to remind you that a big sports week here on Care Radio is going to continue tomorrow. We had Tuesday night, we had the Lady Ravens basketball. Last night, Benedictine men's basketball. Tonight, Atchison High football. And tomorrow afternoon from Wilcox Stadium on the beautiful Benedictine College campus, it'll be the Ravens at home hosting Missouri Valley. Care Radio pregame at about 11:30, or excuse me, about 12:30, not 11:30. It's not like, you know, K-State and KU and some of those guys have that 3-hour pregame. Pregame at about 12:30 for the 1 o'clock kickoff. Benedictine and the Vikings of Missouri Valley. Ravens number 3 in the nation. coming into the game at 7-1. All right. We've got the Atchison player up on his feet and walking him off the field over on the far side. Yeah, no, now they're going to bring him back across the field toward the near side. I thought they were going to walk him kind of around at the outside, but they will not. They'll bring him back across the center. So, also, congratulations to head coach Chad Folsom and the Benedictine Lady Ravens as they are out in Hillsboro, Kansas. And they're at the Tabor Classic. It was, took them a little while, but in overtime, the Lady Ravens with a victory as they were playing Bethany. So to squeeze out of Lindsberg, Kansas. Lady Ravens winning it in OT. And they go to 2-0. Snap is back, is very high. Bottle's able to field it. The boot is away. End over end, spinning. Big hop, taken at the 40. Cross midfield at the 50. Back in the middle at the 45. Dashing inside the 40. And down to the 38-yard line. Very athletic return for Bishop Yeage and Jeremiah Johnson, the 5'8 senior. It'll be first and 10, Stags. Yeage leading Atchison 14-0. Long opening quarter. Still 2 minutes and 47 to go. Fisher's getting this thing all spotted down. It'll be on the left hash mark at the Atchison 37. And again, you're going to have quarterback Landon Cole. Single running back is going to be back there on his right hand. Cole, just a straight ahead wrap, brown handoff. 35-30, bouncing ahead, breaking tackles to the 25, breaking tackles, still driving, still pulling, down to the 20-yard line. 17-yard gain, and that was just into the A-gap on the left side. There was nothing fancy about that. Took the snap, held it out. Running back goes straight ahead and just powers forward, breaking tackles, first and 10 to the 20. Stags back up over the football. Running back now on the left side. He'll take the handoff and sweep to the edge. Get to the 20. Looking for a block. Gets it. 15. To the 10. To the 5. Leaping. Lunging. Doesn't get into the end zone. Touchdown, Yeage. Bishop Yeage goes into the end zone on a two-play drive and 2:22 to go in the opening quarter. Now leads Atchison 20-0. And I'm telling you what, hard running. That was a 20-yard run. And Vinny George getting into the end zone again. PAT coming up. It is down. Penalty marker stale. Hang on just a minute. We'll make sure that there was not some infraction. Illegal participation. Atchison, the kick is good, and we are going to take a timeout. Yeage, 1 minute, 5 seconds between two touchdowns. It is now Stags 21, Phoenix nothing.
Sours Heating and Cooling is turning up the heat for the Atchison High Phoenix. From homes to businesses, they keep Atchison comfortable all year long. Call 913-426-0107. Sours Heating and Cooling. Quality service at affordable prices. Go Phoenix.
Here 93.7 is your local sports authority. Not only can you hear sports broadcasts as they happen, but you can also re-listen to the games on mscsports.net. Once you're there, point to the audio tab and click Game Broadcast to get connected to the game you want to hear. Here 93.7, your local sports authority.
Transition. Joseph, well done, man. Joseph back in the studio producing and engineering the ball game tonight. Tom Counts with you here at Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas. 2 minutes and 22 to go in the opening quarter. Phoenix getting set to receive the kick, and coaching staff has switched their return men to Jeremiah Thompson and Zedron Mays, settling into their own 10-yard line. Getting ready to kick it away for Yeage. And again, Yeage uses multiple kickers. Kickoffs are done by Cole Whitmore. They also have a man who does the field goal and place kicking, and they also have a man who does the punting work. Now the official is going to stop playing and walk up over the ball. Looks like they've got it spotted down, right?
Flag on the kickoff, delay a game.
Okay, they took too long, so they're going to make him stagger up to the 35-yard line. They're going to do this again. Everybody for Atchison will move up five. The return man now for Atchison, standing at the 13-14-yard line. They give great respect to this kicker. And he'll boot it away. It is high. It is not terribly deep. It'll be taken by an up man, second man. Everybody drops it. And finally, Jeremiah Thompson does the smart thing and just throws himself on the football. Atchison will have it at their own 20-yard line. A third row guy backpedaled and leaped up, got a hand on it, basically tipping it away from the second row guy who had come up to field it. And ultimately, the back row guy, Jeremiah, was able to jump on a ball and cover it up, saving a potential turnover. First and 10 for Atchison. Phoenix are going to go wide to the left side and wide to the right side. Bonnell will stay in the backfield to quarterback. We've seen him move out into multiple positions already in the game. He's back to throw, set up a screen, gets it there to Yogi. He's down at the 25. Give him a couple of yards, picked up on that play. That was what I would have called in the olden days the ISO pass, what Gus and those young generation people would call a tunnel screen, coming from right to left as that tight end just tries to split inside the second layer of the defense. Second down, 8 at the 25. We're inside 2 minutes of play now in the opening quarter, 21-0 Miege in front. Atchison, a lot of conversation between the quarterback and his receivers. He's going to send Xavier Woots and Yogi and Zadron all wide to the left side. QB will roll left, taking a snap. Being chased out of the pocket, rolling. Now he's going to run with the football. He'll be stopped. Well, less stopped than just running out of bounds. Shy of the 30. They'll get him out of the 28-yard line, picking up about 3. So it is going to bring up a second down, 4 for Atchison. Third down at about 4 with a minute 25 to go in the opening quarter. 21-0. We've had a lot of possessions. Miege scored on 3 of their 4 opening quarter possessions so far. And here comes Atchison running out over him. Noah Martin is going to be the sole receiver to the near side. Lutz is going to shift back over to the left side, the short side of the field on a third down 3 call. And we get movement, and Atchison will cost itself 5. One of the receivers got away just about a count too quickly. And so the ball is going to go back inside the 25-yard line, inside the 24, close to the 23. So make it a third down, and let's call it 8. What do you say? Third down, 8, Phoenix. Here comes Atchison again with no one really wide to the right side. One receiver to the right, but not way wide. Back to throw is Bonnell. Chased out of the pocket. Gets it away to Yogi. He'll break a tackle. Gets to the 30, and he's going to be fairly close to the first down. And a good generous spot is going to have him close. Officials are going to look across the field. I suspect it is going to be a little bit short. It will be. What had happened was they could tell, oh, no, they're going to say first down. Well, there you go. So for Atchison, good spot of the ball, and advance the sticks. It'll be AHS first down. We're going to be inside a minute to play in the opening quarter the next time the ball gets in play. Atchison will be in no rush once again, and will take its time. Trips to the left side. Left side now, the wide side of the field. Pass over to the left, caught at the 30. Does not break a tackle, and Jeremiah Thompson will pick up about close to 3. They're going to say only a couple of yards. Up to the 34-yard line where Jeremiah is going to be right down, short of the 35-yard line.
34.
And Atchison will not have to snap this ball again in the opening quarter. There are about 3 seconds between the play clock and the game clock, and I don't believe Atchison has any intention of putting this in play, but we're going to hang on here for just a minute just in case they should decide that that's what they want to do, and they don't. That's going to do it. Let's call it the end of the opening quarter, shall we? After one in Atchison, Kansas, Bishop Yeage 21, Phoenix nothing.
If you got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 20 years. For efficiency and cost effectiveness, inside or out, contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, L&L Construction. Quality is our priority.
Voted.
From the two teams huddled up around the respective coaching staffs as we get set to go to the second quarter here in Atchison, Kansas. Class 4A football here tonight, and after a quarter, Miege leads it 21-0 on 3 touchdowns by Vinny George. Miege comes into the game tonight under an alum, Bishop Miege alum, head coach John Holmes, been at the helm of the Stags since 2012, followed 8 years as an assistant coach. Under his leadership, Miege has really made itself a powerhouse. They've got 7 state championships, 2 state runner-ups, 5 East Kansas League championships. So Coach Holmes has been outstanding and has put together some fantastic teams at Bishop Miege. And this opening quarter tonight, we're leading you to believe that this may well be another one of those. With a deceiving 3-5 record, Atchison will hand off. They'll try to get to the outside, and there's not a whole lot over here. With the run for Atchison, Tennessee is running that over to the near side, and it looks like carrying the ball was going to be Jack. Yeah, that's Jack Builder back carrying the ball for Atchison. Jack is not a huge running back, a 5'8". He goes 165 pounds, brings a lot of great determination, hard running into the game. And he will stay in the backfield, and he'll be on the right side of Colton Bond. Now Atchison is going to be going from right to left here in quarter two. Bond takes a snap. There's lots of movement and lots of markers, and a play is blown dead. Let's see which line got going too quickly, and it will be Atchison. So one of the Atchison linemen getting away a bit too briskly, and back it'll go to the 32-yard line. Phoenix Hook at a 3rd-and-10. Game clock not running at 11:54 to go. For Miege, there's nobody back deep. I mean, everyone is within 4 yards of the line of scrimmage. Motion to the far side. Bonnell's back, sets up the screen, throws it kind of into the middle of the line, looking for Yogi. It's going to go incomplete. Lots of people there, but that was kind of thrown at their knees, and it goes incomplete. And we're at 11:51. So a couple of plays, and what, 9 seconds later, Miege is going to put his punt return unit on the field. For the return for the Stags, it's going to be Jeremiah Johnson, the 5'8", 165-pound senior. Snap back is a good one. The boot is really nice. It's going to angle away from the return man who flags it down to the 40. Goes to the 50, crosses midfield, down the left side, near the 40-yard line. It's going to be hustled out of bounds and tackled way out near the track. And it'll be 1st-and-10 for Benjamin Miege. They will stay down at the... They're going to call it at the 41-yard line of Atchison. So, again, Stags are going to begin their possession on the Phoenix half of the field. Crowd has been phenomenally quiet here tonight. many, many fans have come up from the Kansas City area. Fisher Miege, actually Roland Park, Kansas. Movement to the left side, first and 10. Miege with the football, quarterback back, three-step drop, fires one left side. Going to be caught, bringing a tackle, 30, down to the 25-yard line, inside the 25, here's the 23. That pass was caught, and as he makes the catch, just pulling through the first tackle, and then racing down the left side, it was a nice catch and carry for Mike Blount. Blount is a 6'2", 201-pound junior. It's going to bring up a first down, 10. Looking left, pretty much the same play, pretty much the same result. Complete at the 15, down to the 10. It's going to be first and goal, Miege. So on two plays, they've gotten the ball inside the 10-yard line, and they're looking at a first and goal. We are less than a minute into the second quarter. Receivers, two to the right and one to the left on a first down call. QB's back. Again, looks left. Same play. Caught at the 5. Powers to the pylon. Reaches across, and he's not in. I thought he was able to extend that arm and got that thing around the pylon. They're going to say he's out of bounds around the 2. So for Miege, only about a 7-yard gain. Second down, 2. Second and goal from the 2. Here's a handoff to the running back. Goes into the end zone, standing up. Touchdown, Miege. 27-0. Stags go in front. And we still have 11:02 to go in the second quarter. That was a 2-yard run. PAT getting set to go. It's back, it's down, it's up, and it's good. We're taking another break, Joseph, as Stags continue to score with 11:02 to go in the half. Bishop Miege, 28, Atchison, nothing.
Voted best plumber in the best of the best contest for years on end. Tate Plumbing and Construction, in business since 1985. Tate Plumbing offers free estimates on plumbing for remodeling and new construction projects. Their courteous and reliable licensed plumbers will take care of all your plumbing needs, saving you time and money. And because they know you can't predict plumbing emergencies, they offer 24/7 emergency service, 365 days a year, licensed and insured. Call Tate Plumbing at 913-367-1209.
Hey, welcome back. High school football here on Care Radio on a Friday night. Good to have you along with us on the final day of October, week 9 of the Kansas high school football season. Trick or treat for a lot of people. The trick is to win here tonight. The treat, well, that would be game 10 of the season. And right now, Miege has a 28-0 lead over the Phoenix, and we are almost a minute into the second quarter. Not quite. Stags getting set to boot it away once more. And again, the kickoff specialist, Cole Whitmore. He will advance, and there it goes. That's a high, nice, deep kick taken by Atchison at the 10. Up the middle of the 20. And at the 25, a shoulder to the midsection and driving back Jeremiah Thompson. He will advance the ball no farther than that. Here comes the Atchison offense. So for AHS, just really want to make something happen here. They have had a hard time getting a whole lot of offense generated, and for them, this would be the right time to have something kind of come together. Colton Bonnell is the Phoenix quarterback. Jack Builder back is going to be the running back in the backfield. Atchison is going to go wide to the right side. Xavier Lutz is out there. First down, 10. Straight ahead, handoff, Jack. Big run, 35, and stood up just across the 35. And that was a quick hitter. And that might be the best run of the night so far for the Phoenix. Give him 11 on this. Nice play. First and 10, Atchison. Atchison did a great job. They came off the ball briskly, made an adequate amount of room in there, and Builder back with good speed and elusive running was able just to step on the gas and race straight upfield. That was a nice carry. First and 10. Phoenix, they're going to have it at their own 40. I'm going to call this a 42. Maybe not quite, but let's call it a 42 or the 37. 37 yard line, their own 37. Final takes a snap. Same play. This time it's going to be good for about half that, gaining about 4 yards. Now maybe he's going to get five. They're going to mark him down with a 4 yard pickup just beyond the Phoenix 40 yard line. 10 minutes to go in the opening half. Hutchinson looking to get something on the board with this possession. First two plays, they have kept it on the ground, running straight ahead and into the middle of the line. For Bishop Miege, looking at that defensive front, from left to right, you got Jeremiah Wesley, 5'10", 195, Chase Poirier, 5'9", 203, Devin Davis, 6'1", 253, and the defensive end on the right side, Jalen Johnson, 6'3", 203. Now Hutchinson shifting on a second down and six call. QB's back, looking, fires it. It's going to be caught and dropped. In and out of the hands of the receiver here on the near side. And he was open. Ball hit him right in the midsection, but it'll bound away, and it'll go incomplete. It'll bring up a third and six. Hutchinson still at the 41. Miege's linebacking core, as they're basically going 44. Jay and Dan Neenan, 5'9", 186. Carter O'Connell at 5'10", 170. Jack Sutherland, 5'9", 191. And the fourth linebacker, Lincoln Leonard, 6', 195, and he is a freshman. Third down, six. Hutchinson back. Quarterback lobs one. Near side. That's going to go way out of bounds. They're going to throw a penalty. They are. Pass interference is going to be called against Bishop Miege. And there could be easily an argument made if that ball landed out on the track that it was very much uncatchable. As the two guys coming downfield, the receiver and the defender kind of collided. I think both of them were kind of looking up in the air trying to find that football and ran into one another. So it's going to be a big penalty. And it's going to be against Miege. Hutchinson is going to come out of this with a first and 10. And for Hutchinson, may have to help me a little bit as this is being marked off all the way inside the 45 down to the Miege 44-yard line. This may be the first snap for Hutchinson across midfield. It is certainly the best field position for Hutchinson so far this evening at the Miege 44. 9:20 to go in the third, or in the second quarter. 9:20 to go in the second. 28-0. Stags in front. But the Phoenix with their best possession of the game. Moving the football now. Bonnell with a late pitch. The ball is loose. It's rolling around on the ground. And Hildebrecht does a great job of alertly going back, not trying to pick the thing up, not trying to scoop in advance, but just covered up, maintained possession. You're going to lose about half a dozen yards to the 50. And it'll bring up a second down and 16. Wait, are they going to call this a pass? I thought that was a lateral. So, okay, let me change it. It's going to be second down and 10. The officials have a little powwow, and they say that that was a forward pass. So they're going to say incomplete pass, second and 10. So that turns into a break for Hutchinson right there. Again, Bonnell is out as a receiver. Yogi's in as a running back, or quarterback, and now he will keep the ball as a running back, and he's going to be stood up and driven back. He did not re-achieve the line of scrimmage. Yogi taking the snap, and he just tucked and went into the right side of the line, but the front for Miege was fair. It'll bring up a third down, 12. Phoenix at their own 46. Clock rolling along now a little bit with 8 minutes and 40 to go in the second quarter. Still a 28-0. Stags lead. Hutchinson has shown a lot of formations. They've had a lot of trickery. It began with the opening kickoff when they went with the onside kick that was not successful. And we've seen him reach deep into the playbook here tonight in week 9. Yogi's still in the quarterback, dropping back to throw, hit as he releases. He throws a monster pass. It's going to be way deep and way downfield and incomplete.
sideline.
Colton Bonnell was the intended receiver, and he was racing down the field, taking it down the right side, but under a lot of duress, Yogi's pass is going to be incomplete. Fourth down for the Phoenix. And Atchison on a fourth and 12 at the Miege 46. They will send in, or at least will appear to be sending in the punting unit. But again, Colton Bonnell, the quarterback, he is also the punter. Single return man is back for the Stags. He'll settle in at his own 14-yard line, and the punt is away. That's a beauty. High goes out of the lights, bounces at the 15, going to be fielded at the 9. Up the right side, 15, 20, 5, 30. Marker's down at the 40. Upfield to the 50. Stepping out of bounds on the near side, but a marker is down at the 28-yard line, and you can only expect that that is going to be an illegal block. Fish is coming down to the middle of the field, and it is going to be a blocking penalty against the Stags. So a huge return is going to be nullified. It's going to go back to let's see where they're going to spot this thing down. Marker's on the ground at the 28-yard line.
Brock in the back on the offense.
And let's see where they're going to mark it from that, which is indicated as a point of infraction. Take it down inside the 20 to the 18-yard line. And for the Stags, it'll be first and 10. With just 7:59 to go in the opening half. And he's leading a 28-0. Back out of the field will come their offense. Quarterback Landon Cole will bring a receiver to the right side. It's going to be Mike Blunt. Quarterback is back. Lobs one right side for Blunt. He goes up, makes the catch. Did he get the feet down? He did. Across the 40 to the 42-yard line. Blunt goes way upstairs and hauls it in. The 6'2" junior receiver makes the catch. It'll be first and 10, Miege.
First and 10, Stags from
the
42.
He did a great job. Had to leap high in the air and got both feet down in the field of play before falling out of bounds. Now they'll go to the jet sweep to the left side, hit to the backfield, and being pulled down, John Watsky. Watsky, a 5'8", 154-pound sophomore, just tried to leg it out to the left side, but the pursuit was very good. Going to be lost to a couple of yards, second down, and it does it. Just inside their own 40-yard line for Miege. 7:20 to go in the first half. Quarterback with a three-step drop. Fires a pass over to the left side. It'll be caught at the 45-yard line, up the left side to the 50. Cross midfield, picking up a first down into Phoenix territory. But the official said he did step out of bounds at the 50, so it will not be a first down. It'll leave a third and 3. So for Miege, the receiver scooting up the left sideline, did step on his stripes. Quarterback is back to throw again. Third down. Throws a pass right side, and it's going to be caught. There were two receivers side by side. That was an error, and it goes incomplete as neither receiver thought it was for him. It goes incomplete. They'll bring up a fourth down.
They'll bring up third down.
No, it's going to bring up a third down after the penalty. So it's a third down.
39-yard line.
And we're going to. We got a penalty here that I also didn't see. It's going to go down to the 39-yard line. So for Miege, it is third down, 13. QB drops back to throw, sets up a screen, and it's going to go incomplete. No one turned around to make the catch. And now it'll bring up a fourth down at 13 from their own 39-yard line for the Stags. That play just did not look quite right. You knew it was going to be. Now we got a penalty, roughing the quarterback. So Atchison is going to cost itself some yardage, and they're going to cost themselves a first down. And 7:11 to go in the half. They're going to cost themselves whatever momentum may have been gained by getting that football back and making a halt on that Miege offense. First down call at the 45. Goes straight up the middle to the 40, and another penalty marker comes sailing in very late, thrown from the judge on the near sideline. Holding Miege.
Holding is the call.
So this game was pretty error-free, relatively error-free until here in the last few minutes, and we have seen one after another penalties being assessed against both teams. Not like one team is really having all the trouble. It seems like everybody's having a bit of it. So that penalty is going to take the ball back into Stags territory at the 47-yard line. It'll be first down and 18. 7:05 to go in the half. Pass over to the left line is going to be caught out of the backfield, getting near to midfield and picking up minimal yardage on that carry. Thinking about 4 or 5 yards on the gain. Fisher's going to mark it right at the 50-yard line. Second down and about 14 to go. So make it a gain of about 4. Miege at the 50. Back to throw again. Going again to the left side. Caught at the 40. Staying in play. Drug down right at the first down. Sticks near the 35-yard line. Two defenders for Atchison making a tackle. One holding the man by the ankles, and the other one finally able to topple him. It's going to be third down at about 1. Again, Stags. Okay, got everybody in tight now. Third down, 1. And there's going to be a direct snap to a Wildcat who had stepped up. It's like the tight end had stepped over behind the center, took the snap, and then just powers forward. Give him about 7 on the play. It'll come inside the 30-yard line. Miege with a football. 1st and 10. 6 minutes and 40 to go in the opening half. 28-0. Miege in front with a football and Atchison. Defense is going to take a timeout. Let's do it. Taking a break with the Phoenix. 6:40 to go in the half. Bishop Miege 28. Atchison scoreless.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato olays will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try 2 new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
I'll tell you what, that Joseph, producing and engineering in the studio, spot on with the top of the hour right there, Joseph. Outstanding work, man. 6 minutes and 40 to go in the first half, yet this game is not moving at a brisk pace. We've had a bit of scoring, 28 points so far, all by Miege. We've had a lot of penalties, a lot of incomplete passes and players going out of bounds, all of them stopping the clock. This game has not gone quickly. Here we go, out of the timeout. Stags are back. They'll throw to the end zone, an undefended receiver. Touchdown, Miege! The pass from Landon Cole to Jaden McDaniel. And a 28-yard pass from Cole to McDaniel. And we're at 6:34 to go in the half. PAT coming up. Waiting for it. There's your snap and the placement. And they look at each other. It is no good. PAT is not good. And we have a timeout. With 6:34 to go in the opening half, time out of the field, Bishop Miege 34, Atchison nothing.
Camberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
A back with you here at Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas, where State of Kansas, Class 4A, first round of the postseason, Week 9, has found Miege on the road here tonight, putting together a 34-0 lead over Atchison with a long, long way to go. We still have most of the second quarter to play. We're over an hour into this.
Will be cold, Whitmore.
All right. For the Stags, Cole Whitmore set to kick away again. And here it goes. It will bounce at the 10, be taken at the 8. Atchison will start to the middle. Now cut to the outside, around the corner to the 25, and at the 30, and out of bounds at the 33-yard line. It is first and 10. Fisher Atchison, Noah Martin with a very nice return. So it's a good footwork out there, and able to dance his way to the outside, and then step on the gas, getting around the corner. Phoenix have it first and 10 at their own 33-yard line. Atchison, 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's the 11th guy coming out of the field. And, all right, they seem to have everybody pretty well squared away now. Quarterback will drop the ball. It's on the ground. And is he able to dive on it, cover it up? Or did Miege get it? Miege took it away. The snap to Colton Vonnell is at the ankles, and he dives on the ground. But before he can recover it, Miege is able to get inside there and take the football away. And Atchison is going to find themselves with their defense right back out there. It'll be Stags football at the Atchison 28-yard line. First and 10. It'll be Bishop Miege football to 28. Landon Cole, quickly back out there. He had no time to gather himself much. Back to throw, lobs it over to the left side. They've had great success with this play. At the 25, 20, 15, 10, bumped out of bounds. They're going to say inside the 10, down to the 8. It'll be first and goal, Stags. So a quick pass over to the left side is going to be caught by Mike Blunt. He's been so good with that play, taking it to the left side time after time. First and goal, Miege. They'll spread the field. Tight end settles in on the right side. They'll hand off to the big running back, and he'll go straight ahead, and he will dive for the end zone, and they're going to say he is inches short. The official running in from the far sideline is going to very, very emphatically spot it down way inside the one-yard line. It is second and goal. Now, again, they're going to let the tight end take it on a wildcat, and does he go in? And they say the ball is loose, and as Atchison has taken it away. Miege had gone to the same play that they had run earlier. They move the tight end, and then quickly, as he's in motion, will stop him behind the center, snap the ball to him, and just push forward. This time, apparently the ball gets dislodged in the middle of all of that, and somehow before he gets to the end zone, which was scant inches in front of him, they're going to say that ball broke loose and is turned over, and Atchison's got it, and they are scant inches beyond their goal line, and they're going to have it first and 10. 5.5 to go in the first half. Plenty of errors, plenty of penalties, plenty of turnovers, and we still have 5.5 minutes to go in the first half. Raven football tomorrow on Care. We'll be talking about that. But right now, Atchison's got to get this thing out of their own end zone. The quarterback will take a deep drop. He'll dive to the right side, get across the line of scrimmage, gets out just beyond the one. And it'll be a second and 9 for Atchison, just beyond the one-yard line. And that time, Atchison had let Yogi just run the ball, big and strong, and thinking that he's going to be able to kind of forge forward for a little bit, and that was what happened. Now one of the linemen starts to run off the field. The sideline tells him, no, stay out there. Second down, 9. Atchison again, the same play, and this time Yogi's going to try the right side, and he's going to get up to around the 3 this time. So it's kind of a scary play because he takes it from a kind of a shotgun or pistol type of formation, taking that snap near the middle of the end zone and then having to run forward. And now Bonnell is going to come in from the near sideline, and he will be looking to quarterback this club on a third down and seven call. Atchison near his own 4-yard line. Clock rolling at 4 minutes and 20 to go in the first half. 34-0 at Miege. Phoenix, again, trying to run. Time off the clock. Will step out over the football. Third down. Third and long from their own 4. Back to throw is Bonnell. Goes to the right side. Marker sails. The pass is incomplete, and we got a marker down in the middle of the field of play. Expect a hold in there, I would suppose. Our official is going to come out to the middle, and we'll get a call from him. It is going to be holding Phoenix. Is it going to be taken, or is it going to be declined? It is a safety. It was a hold that was committed in the end zone. So the hold in the end zone is a safety. It is now 36-0. 4:01 to go in the first half. Well, that's an interesting way to tack the safety on. Certainly was they were flirting with that end zone for a very, very long time. 36-0. Miege. And 4:01 to go, and we're hanging on to it right here, Joseph, because this is going to be a kick. You get a couple of options, I think, with this kickoff after the safety. Some teams will bring the punter in to kick it away. It's going to be done from back around the 20-yard line. And for the Stags, the likelihood is it's going to have some pretty good field position. They're going to send a duo of return men back to their own 25-yard line. Way back there for Miege, Jeremiah Johnson and Jaden McDaniel. And here comes the Atchison kicking team. To the best of my knowledge, Atchison had not had a safety against them this season. And it'll be Colton Bonnell. He's going to go ahead and use the TNT to sing up at the 20-yard line, set to boot it away. So Stags are going to get the football with a 36-0 lead. Just over 4 minutes to go in the half. Now Atchison's running out an 11th man on the kick coverage unit. He'll take his spot, and there's your kick. It's a line drive, bounces at the 30, taken at the 27. 35, 45, 50, 40, 35, break of tackles, down to the 32. So a nice return for McDaniel, and for Miege, it'll be first and 10. Stags, 3:52 to go in the half. Miege with the football, with the lead, with the momentum, and we're going to get Miege. Have we taken a timeout here?
Holding is the call on the Stag return team. Sit back him up.
There is a penalty. I'm going to be very candid. The field, big and green, but there's a lot of bright gold striping on that logo out there, and sometimes it is really difficult, if not impossible, to spot that marker. So a break for the Phoenix here. That's going to take the ball back for Miege, back to their own 44-yard line. And it'll be Miege football. 3:52 to go in the half. First and 10 to their own 44. Quarterback Landon Cole will call the signals. We'll make a little handoff. They'll run outside short side to the 50. Kind of dance up the near sideline. Look like he's going to be right at the first down marker. And Vinny George, who's having a huge game. Vinny's got, what, 4 touchdowns already tonight? And we've still got a long way to go in the first half. I would guess, again, we are going to have one of the last games around the state to be finished tonight. Here's a deep drop and a long pass down the left side, and a leaping catch made inside the 15-yard line. Up and over the Phoenix defender. The catch made downfield by Jaden McDaniel. First and 10. Miege. That was just a jump ball between a couple of good athletes down there. Stags are able to come up with it. They're going to have it inside the 15-yard line. They're going to make it at the 14, first and 10. Vandy's a single man in the backfield. Quarterback's going to fake the pitch to him. Roll to the right side, being pursued out of the backfield. Now rolling, throws the ball over the middle, caught at the 10, down to the 5, leaning toward the goal line, down to the 1. It'll be first and goal. Now, Mies was down here a few minutes ago and not able to punch it in. The Phoenix defense really toughed up as they got down close to the goal line. We'll see if they are able to make that happen again. Ultimately, Atchison was able to take the ball away inside the 1. First and goal. Very long count for the quarterback. Finney's on his right hand. We'll get the handoff. Scoots to the outside. Untouched into the end zone. Touchdown, Miege. 2 minutes and 41 seconds to go in the second quarter. Stags now up 42-0. We're going to call it a 3-yard run. And that is the 1, 2, 3, 4. That is Vinny's 5th TD tonight. Here comes a point after. It's going to be held by C.J. Hess. The placement is good. The last PAT misses. This one does not. And we've got a timeout on the field. For the break in the action. And still 2 minutes and 41 to go in the opening half here in Atchison. Bishop Miege, 43. Atchison scoreless.
Rated as one of the top 10 colleges in the Midwest by U.S. News & World Report, Benedictine College continues to thrive. You can schedule a campus visit or check out our online virtual tours at benedictine.edu. Explore our many majors or take the My Majors quiz and see what's right for you. And use the online scholarship calculator to see how affordable a Benedictine education can be. Check out the traditions, the faith life, the athletics, and the academic reputation of one of the best Catholic colleges in America. Benedictine College, where great begins.
Oh, we've got 2 minutes and 41 to go in the opening half here in Atchison, Kansas. Very subdued crowd here tonight. Great crowd. Excellent turnout supporting both of these teams. Neither team's fans seem to be just all wound up right now. Here's a kick away. End over end. It'll bounce at the 20, 15. The return man goes back, picks it up at the 13. Comes up the middle of the 20. Oh, and it's hit at the 24-yard line. Pegs were taken right out from beneath them, and you could hear them groan from the crowd. Here comes the Atchison offense. 2:35 to go in the half. 43-0. Bishop Miege in front. The Phoenix out of the field and looking over to the near side at their sideline and their coaching staff. And Miege continues to go with that 44 defense, basically. Nobody's dropped deep. Straight ahead handoff. Jack with a nice run gets to the 25. So that was a good hustle run by Jack. Give him a yard. Second down, 9. Looked like it might have been able to go for a lot more, but that hole closed up really quickly. Excellent lateral pursuit by the linebacking group for the Stags. Second down, 9. Phoenix. We're now at 2 minutes to go in the half. Play clock again, just now getting going. We're 20 seconds on it. Atchison kind of standing around out of the field a little bit. Not in any hurry. I thought maybe they were going to see if they couldn't hustle downfield and get something on the board before halftime, but perhaps they're looking to do it in a different way. Quarterback is back. The pressure's on. The pass is away. It's going to be caught by Yogi. He'll get it to the 30, give him about 4 yards on the catch and carry. And for the Phoenix Hillary, by third down, 5. With a minute 25 to go in the first half. So they could run this down to about 40 seconds to go in the half before they have to snap it again. Again, if Atchison, in fact, is not in a hurry to try to put together a substantial and scoring drive here in the late moments of the half. It would appear, though, that they are not in that kind of hurry. We're down now under a minute to go, and the play clock's at 14. Wide to the right side, Xavier Lutz. Slot to the right side, Thompson. Quarterback is back, gets a pitch, and there goes Builder back, and he's going to stretch out for a first down. That was an excellent run, hard run by Jack. And it's going to bring up a first and 10 Phoenix. 41, now 39, 38, now the play clock starts. So Atchison does not have to snap the ball. The play clock had run below 40. Or the game clock had run below 40 before the play clock was initiated. So again, for Atchison, snapping the ball before halftime is an option. Looks like they're going to go for one. 10 seconds, now 9. Very likely the final play of the opening half. QB's back, steps up, breaks away from one defender. On the run, gets it away. And it's going to go out of bounds at the 50, and that takes us to intermission. It's halftime at Atchison, Kansas in this Class 4A postseason high school football game. We'll be back to summarize it for you with the score. Bishop Miege, 43, Atchison nothing.
Thanks for listening to our high school football game of the week here on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show with a complete recap of the first half action coming up right after this.
Amberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
Burger Company in Atchison is a longtime supporter of Atchison High Athletics. With over a century of providing quality leather products and excellent customer service, they are 4 generations strong. Burger Company in Atchison High School, making our community strong. Go Phoenix!
Atchison Child Care Associates at 1326 Commercial Street is cheering loud for our Atchison High School Phoenix. They're proud of your hard work, teamwork, and school spirit. Go get them, Phoenix! From your friends at Atchison Child Care Associates, go Big Red!
This is a high school marching band getting sent to make its way onto the field to entertain the nice crowd here this evening that's gathered for this 4A playoff game. Phoenix band just traditionally has been outstanding, the Atchison High marching band, and they've been really good this year. We've had the pleasure of being outside here to watch them a couple, 3 times already this season. Well, I tell you, the summarizing of this game is like Stags score right away, and then Stags score some more, and by the time you get to halftime, it's Stags up 43-0. If you're looking for a guy who's had a huge game today, you know, you could pick out a handful of them, but probably no one with a better half than Vinny George. Vinny's a 5'7", 180-pound running back for Bishop Miege. Scored a touchdown at 9:25 to go in the opening quarter. He scored one at 3:25 to go in the opening quarter. Scored one at 2:20 to go in the opening quarter. Scored one less than a minute into the second quarter. And then he scored one more in the later going of the second quarter. So, Vinny George with 5 first-half touchdowns
for Bishop Miege, and he's helped stake this team to this very, very considerable halftime lead. Beyond Vinny scoring, there was a 28-yard touchdown pass from quarterback Landon Cole to Jaden McDaniel. Had PATs, 6 out of 7 PATs by kicker Joseph Jaxa. And you're saying, wait a minute, there's a couple of points that you haven't accounted for yet. Well, they came in a most unusual way. Atchison thwarted a Bishop Miege scoring drive that was inside the 1 yard line, got the football back, and then on that subsequent series had a holding call committed in the end zone, and that resulted in a safety. So the other 2 points were, and I'm not sure how you score that. I have to ask as someone who knows official football scoring. So that all said, it is a substantial lead for Miege at halftime. Stick around. We'll be back bringing you the second half live here on K-Radio. But right now, we're going to take a bit of a break. Send you back to the Care Sports Studios. Halftime score at Amelia Earhart Stadium. Miege 43, Ashes and nothing. We're kicking it back to Joseph. He's got you some playoff halftime.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Life moves fast, and so should your banking. Hi, it's Sandy. Did you know at Exchange Bank and Trust, you can apply to open a new checking or savings account completely online, anytime, anywhere, and within minutes? Whether you're saving for tomorrow or managing money today, Exchange Bank makes it easy, online, and on your time. Visit EBT.bank to get started in minutes. Exchange Bank and Trust, your banking partner with local roots and modern conveniences. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in restaurant or online only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato olays will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try 2 new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. Happy Halloween out there. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, we've got the Benedictine Ravens hosting Missouri Valley tomorrow afternoon. Tune in right around 12:40 or so for the pregame show. Kickoff is scheduled for 1 p.m. Tom and Gus Kautz will have the call. Sunday brings us to NFL football, as we'll have the Kansas City Chiefs at the Buffalo Bills across the MSC radio network on KMZA 92.1 and KLZA 101.3. All I can guarantee right now is that we will have Sports Look coming up next Thursday evening. Thursday evening is when Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene immediately following the 5 o'clock news report. That's Sports Look right here at Hot Country 93.7. I'll be back in just a moment with a brief look around the area and the scores as I have them.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, They can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
If you're looking for dental care from local professionals who truly care, visit Atchison Dental Associates. I'm Dr. Huntington. Myself, Dr. Merkline, and Dr. Allen are proud members of the Atchison community and provide personalized, compassionate care to all our patients. From routine dental cleanings to same-day crowns to sure smile aligner therapy, you can trust us with your dental health. Atchison Dental Associates, come see us today and experience the difference.
Sours Heating and Cooling is turning up the heat for the Atchison High Phoenix. From homes to businesses, they keep Atchison comfortable all year long. Call 913-426-0107. Sours Heating and Cooling. Quality service at affordable prices. Go Phoenix.
If you've got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 20 years. For efficiency and cost effectiveness, inside or out, contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, L&L Construction. Quality is our priority.
Taking a look outside around the area, we've got a few games in play this evening. Jackson Heights is currently leading Cherokee Southwest with a score of 50-0. They've just returned from the halftime and are beginning the third period. Holton is leading Baldwin 28-12, again, just beginning the third period. In the St. Mary's Silver Lake game, it's Silver Lake on top right now with 19 points to St. Mary's 8 points, and they've got 10 minutes and 41 seconds left in the third. In this game, we've got Bishop Miege Stags leading the Atchison High Phoenix 43-0. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at that weather I forecast.
Voted Best Plumber in the Best of the Best contest for years on end. Tate Plumbing and Construction. In business since 1985, Tate Plumbing offers free estimates on plumbing for remodeling and new construction projects. Their courteous and reliable licensed plumbers will take care of all your plumbing needs, saving you time and money. And because they know you can't predict plumbing emergencies, they offer 24/7 emergency service, 365 days a year, licensed and insured. Call Tate Plumbing at 913-367-1209.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's.
At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato olays will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try two new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
Rated as one of the top 10 colleges in the Midwest by U.S. News & World Report, Benedictine College continues to thrive. You can schedule a campus visit or check out our online virtual tours at benedictine.edu. Explore our many majors or take the My Majors quiz and see what's right for you. And use the online scholarship calculator to see how affordable a Benedictine education can be. Check out the traditions, the faith life, the athletics, and the academic reputation of one of the best Catholic colleges in America. Benedictine College, where greatness begins.
Burger Company in Atchison is a longtime supporter of Atchison High Athletics. With over a century of providing quality leather products and excellent customer service, they are four generations strong. Burger Company in Atchison High School, making our community strong. Go Phoenix!
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A freeze watch begins at 1 a.m. Sunday morning and remains in effect until 8 a.m. Sunday. Lows level off around 33 tonight under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the northwest at around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 49. Lows level off around 29 tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look outside right now, we're sitting at 47 degrees under partly cloudy skies. It feels like 43 out there. The winds are out of the west at 8 miles per hour. Relative humidity, 55%. The dew point, 32 degrees Fahrenheit. And the barometric pressure, well, it's on the rise at 30.07 inches of mercury. We will be returning to Tom Couts in just a moment.
Atchison Child Care Associates at 1326 Commercial Street is cheering loud for our Atchison High School Phoenix. They're proud of your hard work, teamwork, and school spirit. Go get them, Phoenix. From your friends at Atchison Child Care Associates, go Big Red.
This is Dan Rappaport with Exchange Bank and Trust, where we have a lot more than money invested in our communities. We're your neighbors, involved with local schools and charities. Communities where we have invested our time, our interest, and our heritage for nearly 170 years. Offering hometown service and modern technology. If you're looking for strong financial advice, personal banking products, or competitive loan rates, look no further than Exchange Bank. Stop by today or visit us online at ebt.bank. Exchange Bank and Trust, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE 93.7. It's time now for second half action of our high school football game of the week.
And with that, we welcome you back once again here to Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas. Class 4A postseason football. I call it postseason. It's really week 9, but it's also really the first week of the playoffs around the state of Kansas. And at home tonight, it is the 5-3 Atchison Phoenix playing host to the 3-5 Bishop Miege Stags. Welcome back, everybody. Halftime score, Bishop Miege in front of the Phoenix, 43-0. And Miege is back on the field. They're going up and down and doing their pre-second half warm-ups and waiting for Atchison to make its appearance coming out of the locker room. Here they come. So the Phoenix will be making their way out, and we'll be getting around to the second half here before too long. Tomorrow, what a great day on the Benedictine College campus. The Ravens are going to be back at home for the second consecutive week. We've had a lot of road games in the early portion of the season. Now the Ravens are going to be home with three games left. They're going to be home for two of the final three, and the first of which tomorrow. Join Gus and me from Wilcox Stadium. Care Radio pregame at about 12:30. It'll be a 1 o'clock kickoff as Benedictine plays host to the Vikings of Missouri Valley out of Marshall, Missouri. We see 7-1 on the season, number 3 in the nation, and they have been playing some extremely good football. If you want to see great college football, get up to the campus, Wilcox Stadium, tomorrow and take in that Raven game. We keep trying to remind you and mention and make you very aware that this Benedictine team is very, very special. You just don't see teams this good all the time, and you want to take advantage of the opportunity to see them and be a part of this magical season. This is going to be one of those years that you're telling your grandkids about one of these days. I remember a 25 year. Well, this is it. And get up and watch them. You'll be very, very happy that you did that. So, that all said, also want to extend congratulations to Chad Polson, head coach of the Benedictine Lady Ravens and the Lady Raven basketball team. They are on the road tonight at Hillsboro, Kansas. They're at the Tabor Classic, and this afternoon it took them in overtime, but they were able to come away with a hard-fought, good win over a good team from Bethany College out of Lindsborg, Kansas, the KCAC ball club. So Lady Ravens with an OT win today to go to 2-0 on the season. We were able to watch them and enjoy their game from the Nolan Gym on Tuesday night here on CARE. And the Raven guys last night with a nice victory over Haskell up in the Nolan Gym. So congrats to Coach Moody, Coach Peer, and the Raven men's team on that nice victory up there. So it's that perfect time of the year when the seasons overlap. You get the football and basketball both going on. And if you're a baseball fan, you can still tune in the World Series. Don't know how much longer that's going to go, but we're still doing that. If it goes back to Toronto. Now, I'll admit, I thought the Dodgers were taking it in six, but, well, that's not going to happen. So we'll see how that all shakes out. Speaking of shaking things out, see how the Phoenix are able to shake off that first half and see if they can't kind of get the ship righted a little bit. It is a steep, steep precipice, okay? 43-0 is the Miege halftime lead. And, again, what a first half by running back Vinny George. 5 first-half touchdowns. There was also a 28-yard touchdown pass from Landon Cole to Jaden McDaniel. And rounding it out, a holding in the end zone committed by the Phoenix for a safety. PATs, 6 out of 7. That gets us to a 43-0 halftime score. So how about that? Play clock about ready to wind down. We should be about ready to get underway. The wind has diminished considerably, and it is pretty pleasant out here tonight. A little brisk, but not as breezy as it was at the onset of the ball game. So the crowd, a lot of them have hung on. Miege fans, certainly. And it looks like the vast, vast majority of the fans are going to stick around and enjoy the second half of this one. That said, Atchison will be putting their kick return unit out on the field, and they're going to be trying to get their hands on the football to begin things in the second half. So, we'll get our boards rotated here. Here's the kick away, and it'll be picked up at the 12 and tackled at the 16, maybe the 17-yard line, about a 5-yard return for the Phoenix. It was a short return, and coming up with the ball, Xavier Gaydon. He is a freshman, 5'8", 130 pounds, making a return to that kickoff for 5 yards. It'll be first and 10, Phoenix. And here comes the Atchison offense to begin the second half. It's a long look over to the near side, and a play gets telegraphed in. Jeremiah Thompson is going to go wide to the right. Another new number running into the game for Atchison. It's going to be James Earl. James, a 6'1" junior. Colton Vinyl quarterbacking the team. He'll have a wraparound handoff. Jack Bilderback is going to be hit in the backfield, and he's going to be stopped. They will say he got back close to the line of scrimmage, maybe only losing a yard. They'll give him the 11-yard line. It'll pick up a second down and 11 for Atchison High School. Right now, the clock moving forward with 11 and a half to go in the third quarter, 43-0. The lead belongs to the Stags out of Bishop Miege. Atchison going to go wide to the right side. Again, it's going to be Jeremiah Thompson. He's over there. Play still being brought in from the near sideline. Yogi's going to go halfway over. He's going to be outside the hash marks, but short of the numbers. Builder back in the backfield with Bonnell. Second down, 11. Colton drops back. Rolls out, steps up, pursued out of the pocket, gets hit, and he's going to get up to the 20-yard line. So he's going to get a couple of yards, maybe 3 on that carry. Colton looking downfield and not finding any receiver that was really a good target for him on that play. Does a smart thing and does not throw a dangerous and high-risk pass. Advances the ball, gets what he can. Atchison is going to have Noah Martin back in the ball game, and also it's going to be Xavier Lutz. Yogi Purdy will complete the three-man receiver court on the left side. We're a couple of minutes now into the second half. Clock moving briskly. Staff is back. QB will flare it over here. Caught by Yogi. Pulls through one defender, but not the second, who's taken out. Well, I'll tell you what, that was a hard chop type tackle. That defender just threw himself sideways at the legs. And Yogi, slow to get up, kind of trying to walk this off a little bit. I think a couple of his teammates were concerned that he might have been injured on that play, but banged up a little bit, but he's staying out there and kind of works his way over to the far sideline. Fourth down and Atchison. Looks like it might be going to be leaving his offense out there. Fourth down and a long yard just across the 25-yard line. So I'm wondering if they're going to be trying to draw the defense across. Nope. Quarterback's going to take it. Hand off. Build it back. He's got a first down and lots more. 30. Look at him go up to 50. Jack at the 40. What a run at the 30. He's going to get to the end zone. Filler back. Touchdown, Phoenix. How about that? It is a 74-yard run. And Atchison has scored on his first possession of the second half. What a really, really great run by Bilderback. He's a 5'8" senior. And the Phoenix are on the board. Atchison will bring out their PAT unit. Colton Bonnell kicks. Ball going to get spotted down here. Nice snap, and the place, and the kick, and Atchison collects his seventh point of the game. We're going to get a timeout of the field. First possession of the second half. Phoenix score. It is now Bishop Miege 43, Atchison 7.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato Olays will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try two new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
In Phoenix, something for their crowd to get a little bit amped up about. 9:07 to go in the third quarter, and AHS has gotten on the board. It was an impressive 74-yard run by Jack Bilderback. Took that handoff, went into the left side of the line, bounced it out, and ran right up the edge of the field, taking it all the way to the end zone. 43-7. The Miege lead is cut, and now penalty marker sale. And we have illegal participation. Atchison, I think, with the wrong number of guys out there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, looks like they've got it ironed out, and we're going to try this again. Atchison to kick, and there it goes. In over end, return man driven all the way back to the 2. To the middle of the field, it'll come across the 20, 5, and at the 30, contact, down at the 32. Stags are going to have the football. It'll be first and 10.
Brought down by
Bishop Meese. They're going to have it for the first time in the second half of their own 32-yard line. Atchison downfield. We've got Cameron Thompson down there running a little kick coverage. And let's see if the Stags do anything differently here in the second half. Certainly, things that they did in the first half, extremely successful. 43 first half points for Miege. We're going to get an Atchison timeout. That's the coaching staff had run out of the field, past the numbers, yelling at the players. And we're going to stop play. Let's do it. Taking a break. 8:59 to go. Third quarter. It remains Miege 43, Atchison 7.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years.
and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Coming out of the timeout, Miege is going to hand off to the tailback. He gets to the 35, to the 45, 50. He's going to score. Can they catch him at the 30? No, no chance. Touchdown, Miege! First play of the second half. 68 yards to Pater. So, with 8 minutes and 46 seconds to go in the third quarter, Miege goes right into the end zone. What a spectacular run. And here comes another PAT effort. It is now 49-7. Little right foot PAT coming up here for Jaxa. It is on its way. It's in there. Joseph, I'm wearing you out, but we're taking another break after another Miege touchdown. 8:46 to go in the third quarter. Stags 50, Phoenix 7.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
It was 19, a linebacker. Wow, that's pretty interesting. All right, welcome back to Amelia Earhart Stadium. 8 minutes and 46 to go. 50-9. It was Kip. Okay. So, yeah, fair enough. Buford Kip with the touchdown. Coach Holmes said stuff that he's a linebacker. So he's an all-purpose kind of a cat here tonight. I like it. 50-7 is the score. Yeah, he's getting set to kick it away. Buford Kip is the guy who ran that one in. Well, I guess his Miege may give some guys some shots here tonight. Here's a kickoff taken by Atchison at the 10. Back around the right side, across the 30, and a nice little return for the second time. Xavier Caden, the freshman, has been put into the kick return unit for Atchison. 8 minutes, 39 to go in the third quarter. 50-7. Miege out front. Phoenix in the red jerseys, white helmets, white pants, white lettering and trim. Going to go from right to left here. Atchison very wide to the right side. They got Noah Martin way out there. QB in a straight-ahead handoff and kind of backing his way into the line. Seeing that the contact was about ready to come, Jack turns a little bit and then continues to move himself down the field and will sort of back into the line, and he's a little slow getting up. Gain of about 5 on the play. Nice run. Jack having a really good game. It'll bring up a second down 5. Phoenix at their own 39-yard line. If we get inside 8 minutes to go in quarter 3. And again, Anderson's showing boundless patience at coming to the line of scrimmage. Jeremiah Thompson is going to be the receiver to the left side. Wide to the right side for Atchison is going to be Noah Martin out there. And again, straight ahead running. Bilderback gets close to the first down mark, and then he is held up, driven back, but they're going to say it's enough to advance the sticks, make it a first and 10, Atchison. And the Phoenix continue to move the ball and running it on the ground. And Jack Bilderback working hard out there for the Atchison offense. Best of luck to all of the teams around the area playing games tonight. Congratulations to Atchison County. An impressive win on the one of the Thursday games that was played for week 9. And so the Tigers coming away with a nice W and will continue their season. Back to throw is Bonnell. Lofts one late, left side and deep. And the receiver had run off the field of play. He was kind of herded over there by coverage. Pass landed down near the 20-yard line. Goes incomplete. So it'll bring up a second down 10. Atchison with the football. Still at their own 44-yard line. That's kind of an interesting defensive ploy. You're going step for step with a receiver and just kind of keep riding him and pushing him to the sideline. And ultimately, the receiver goes out of bounds, at which point they are ineligible to rotate back in to make that catch. So that pass downfield is rather moot. Second down, 10, Phoenix. You can hear the Channing coming up from the far sideline. Here's a pass over into the right flat. Wide open with room to run. Picking up a first down as Atchison continues to keep the drive alive. A catch made by Xavier Lutz. It goes across midfield and down to the stack, 45-yard line. First and 10, Atchison. So Atchison continues to move the football and continues to just work its way downfield, getting the first score of the ball game just a little bit ago here in the third quarter. 50-7 is the Miege lead on the road tonight. It is first and 10, Atchison. I need to look up and see who the winner of this game might be playing in their next game next week. Those brackets are out there. Here's a pass right side. Caught! And another Atchison first down. Noah Martin with the catch. Right now, Miege has softened up defensively. They're playing off the ball, playing off those receivers a little bit, giving them the inside, giving them the catch. Just trying to maybe keep them from being explosive and running it downfield and getting a quick score off it. But they are definitely playing off the ball a little bit. Here we go. First and 10. Phoenix at the 32-yard line. Now in Miege territory. Atchison bringing a player in who looks confused. And now one player's coming off. And the player who just came in doesn't know where to line up. Now he's not sure what the play is or what the call is, but he's out there. First and 10. Phoenix. Quarterback is back. Looking. Throwing over the middle. Broken up at the 20-yard line. Looking over the middle at Cale Williams.
Covers with Abraham Garcia.
It's going to go incomplete. Second down, 10.
Going to bring up second down and 10.
So second and 10 is going to be the call. Let me see. Atchison, second down at the 32-yard line. Of Bishop Miege. Hand off into the middle, and it's going to be some hard-earned short yards for Jack this time.
Number 82, Colin Fenway.
So the tackle is going to be made. They've got to call it right back around the line of scrimmage. So still at the 32-yard line. Phoenix looking out at a third down. And 10. Third down, 10 at the 32. All right, let's take a look at this a little bit here. You've got the winner of this game moving on next week to play the winner of Tonganoxie hosting Fort Scott. Hard to have, a couple of teams who have moved on to the next round in 4A. We'll talk about that. And Bonnell is going to be hit in the backfield, and he's going to be dropped for the loss of about 5. Casey Piper caught by Schlegel last night, 59-6. So they will be advancing. They'll play playing the winner of the Ottawa Lansing game going on down at Steve Grogan Field right now. Rose Hill wins last night over Ulysses in West Kansas. They'll play the winner of Wellington Arc City. And Wamego defeated Winfield Bueller over Independence. So that one is set. It'll be Wamego hosting Bueller in the second round in Class 4A. Atchison looking at the fourth down at about 15, and they're going to be going for it at the 37-yard line. VA territory. Quarterback is back. No pressure. Throws one deep into the end zone. He's got a man, and he cannot hang on.
Ball pass.
He had his guy in the middle of the end zone, but it goes off his hands. It's incomplete. And a Stag offense is going to come back out of the field. Other games going on around Class 4A tonight. Eudora is at home with Coffeyville. Casey Sumner travels to Paola. It will be Bonner Springs tonight at Labette County. Chanute is hosting Lewisburg. And we mentioned Lansing and Ottawa. At the bottom, you've got Capon with El Dorado. They'll be playing that at Wichita Heights. Abilene hosting Andover Central. Arc City at Wellington. Got Mulvane and Towanda. McPherson and Augusta. Those are the games going on in Class 4A tonight.
Dead ball offside. We've got
the Phoenix getting off a little quickly on that play, so the penalty will cost them five. It'll being up a first down five for Bishop Miege. With 3 minutes and 40 to go in the third quarter, the scoring is kind of slowed down a little bit. It is 50-7, Miege in front. QB will take it, hand off left side, try to get around the edge. Not a lot of room out there for sophomore running back Marshall Jaleel. So Jaleel Marshall, 5'6", 132-pound sophomore running back. Not a real big guy out there. Picks up about four, second down, half a dozen. Stags with the football just short of their own 40-yard line. Quarterback going to hand off, same play and same effect. Marshall's going to pick up a handful of yards. So it's going to bring a third down, and we're going to call it five. It's maybe not quite that, but we get inside 3 minutes to go. So Marshall getting a little PT here tonight. Quarterback from Bishop Miege now is Kai Allen, the sophomore. Kai, 5'11", 165-pound sophomore QB is planted. Cole is probably going to call it an evening. Hand off into the left side and getting it up very close to the first down marker. Now the ball pops out. Atchison says they picked it up, and the referee says they did. So Atchison is going to take the ball back on the turnover by Miege, and the Phoenix offense is making its way back out on the field. 2 minutes and 26 to go in the third quarter. 50-7, Miege in front. So Miege has had a series of turnovers tonight. They turned it over at the goal line as they were about to go in. They've turned it over a couple of other times. I believe this will be their third turnover tonight. And Atchison is going to begin this series with really good field position. They've got it at the Stag 40-yard line. Here come the Phoenix. First and 10, Atchison. Snap is high. Oh, that was really well pulled down by Vinyl. He winds up, gives everything he's got. He's got Yogi in the end zone, and it's off his fingertips. Wow. Somehow, some way, Yogi Purdy had gotten away completely unnoticed. Was racing down the left sideline. He was wide open in the end zone, and that thing just off the fingertips. It'll go incomplete, second down 10, Atchison. Couple three things about that play. Number one, I don't know how a guy that big gets and that good gets away uncovered. Second of all, that was a fantastic throw by Colton Bonnell. Colton wound up and had a beautiful spiral and a deep, deep, deep pass. But it'll bring up now second down 10 on the incompletion. Barnum will hand off this time to Jack in the middle, and he's going to be met very solidly by Jack Sutherland, 191-pound junior linebacker. So, third and 11. They're going to call it the loss of about a yard. Sutherland, middle linebacker for this VH team. Neenan, O'Connor, Leonard, and Sutherland. One of the linebacking core for the Sags. Defensive backfield, Aiden Buzon, Keenan Polston, Jeremiah Johnson, C.J. Hess, Chris Tinoco. Third and 11, Phoenix, with a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Haven't seen a lot of scoring in the second half. Each team on this board once here in the third quarter. Snap is back. Bonnell's back. Being chased, being hit, being sacked. Going to lose about 11 yards as the defender was coming up behind him, and Colton never saw him coming.
On the sack was number 56.
And he was kind of rolling to his left, looking downfield, and the defender closed the gap from behind. And it will bring up a fourth down Atchison. And with a fourth down 20 from the midfield stripe, let's see if Atchison's going to leave his offense out there. Would appear maybe so. Quarterback Colton Bonnell, who will again, we talk about him frequently. He also is your punter for AHS. So he could be out there to kick, but it would appear he's going to be out there to run this ball club. Yogi's going to fill a slot to the right side. Play clock's at 4, 3, 2. There's your snap. Quarterback is back. Fourth down 20. Steps up. Fires a BB over the middle. Yogi's got it. And with a tremendous second effort, he's going to pick up a first down. How about that? The Phoenix convert a fourth and 20 with a pass from Barnell to Purdy. And it'll be first and 10 Atchison. And we will likely not see another snap. No. We're going to see the end of the third quarter. We'll be back. Fourth quarter coming up here in Atchison, Kansas. It's Bishop Miege, 50, Atchison High, 7.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Hey, back with you here at Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison. We go into the fourth quarter of tonight's Class 4A postseason ball game. The Phoenix trail Bishop Miege 50-7. Welcome back, everyone. Joseph, producing and engineering of the Care Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here at the stadium. Enjoying all the fresh air there is to have. Beautiful night. The wind subsided from what it was just prior to the ball game. The skies are covered with some high overcast, but it's going to be a great day. Going to be a great day also up at Wilcox Stadium tomorrow. Benedictine Raven football. We'll be talking about that here a little bit, but right now, first down call. Here's a pitch. Builder back going to the outside. Can't get to the edge. Going to be tackled back at the 30-yard line. It'll be a loss of about 5. Make it a second down and 15 coming up for Atchison High School. So, with 11:35 and counting, not sure just about clock stoppages here in the fourth quarter. Atchison is going to go very wide to the left side. Cale Williams is going to be out there to fill a slot left. They'll come to the right side. Noah Martin. Bonnell is back, looking for his man. chased out, hit, sacked. He just had nowhere to go. They're going to lose about 5 yards on this sack. And Colton again with no receiver open, nowhere to go with the football, and the defense closing in on him. And all he could do, he just kind of covers it up, does not turn it over, and he's got to bring it back again for another down. We are now inside 11 minutes to play. 50-7. Bishop Miege in front. Atchison taking a long, slow look here to the near sideline. Play being kind of telegraphed in. A couple of guys on the near side who take care of that duty. Bottle will be out of the pistol formation. Builder back on his right hand. Stays in the block. Pass over the middle. It's going to be caught and dropped. Yogi had it, but it's a little bit behind him and kind of off the left hip. It's going to be a tough catch to make. He just couldn't quite get it hauled in for Atchison. 4th and 20 now. Is that tough? Yeah, but just a moment ago, they did pick up a 4th and 20 on a bottle to Purdy 20-yard pass. It's going to bring up here another chance to have that same kind of magic. Atchison is at the Miege 40-yard line, 4th down 20. 9:40 to go in the game. Scooting over to the left side. One receiver, twins to the right side. Phoenix, big time play. Quarterback is back to throw. Steps up in the pocket. Looking. In trouble. Looking. Fakes away. Still looking. Being chased. A loose one defender. Now running for his life. Steps up. Going to be pulled down. He'll lose a few more yards in. The Phoenix are going to get the football back.
Brought down by number 73, Eli
Moore. First and 10, with 9:20 to go in the ballgame for Bishop Miege. This afternoon, I actually did a little research. Pulled out a little research material because I wanted to know what the plural of Phoenix was. I didn't know if it was Phoenix, if the Phoenix was singular and plural, because if one were to say, there were several of the Phoenix players out there. Well, several Phoenix players are Phoenixes. Did you know that? I didn't know that. So we had a couple of Phoenixes out there blocking on that last play, and now there's going to be a couple of Phoenixes making a tackle on this one after a gain of about 3. Miege just running straight into the right side of the line. With 8 minutes and 20 to go in the clock, running along, they go across the 50-yard line, back into Atchison territory. Going to bring up a second down in about a half a dozen. Atchison continue to rotate players in and out. We're going to get Cole Cannell in the game. Cole is a sophomore, 5'10", 155. So it's a very thoughtful thing to do, getting some of the young guys in there. Here's a sweep outside. Miege, 50, 45, 40, 35. Nice block down to the 25, 20. Foot race to the 10 at the 5 at the goal line. Touchdown, Miege. Stags into the end zone again. This time on the feet of Gus. What? Gus running that fast. Gus Ismert. I-S-M-E-R-T. 5'6", 150 pounds. So Gus into the end zone. I'm going to call it 7:35. P18, it's up. It's good. We'll be back. There are 7:19 and counting to go in a ball game. It is Bishop Miege 57, Atchison 7.
Looking for comprehensive dental care for your family? Here at Atchison Dental Associates, we provide a full range of services using the most modern equipment and methods available. I'm Dr. Merkline, and at Atchison Dental, you can be confident that you are receiving the finest and most advanced in dental care and comfort. Inquire about oral conscious sedation if anxiety is a concern. Visit AtchisonDental.com or see us today to experience the difference.
You might have lucky now. 47 years. I'm going to do it until I get right. You'll get it right.
I'm working on it.
Yeah.
Good to have you back with us here at Amelia Earhart Stadium, where the Phoenix, they're going to put the kick return unit out of the field. Here's the advance, the left-footed kick is away, and it'll be taken at the 9. Up the hash mark, straight ahead, running across the 20, at the 25's contact, and at the 27, the ball's going to be spotted right there.
On the return,
so for Atchison, the defense back out on the field, or the offense rather, back out on the field, and Biesa send their defense out one more time. 57-7. Miege coming into the ballgame tonight. 3-5. Both under head coaches. Tell you what, there are not a lot of guys who know more about what they're doing than John Holmes does. He has been the head coach since 2012. So he's in his 14th season as head coach. And before that, 8 years as assistant. So he's been on the staff for 22 years. That's a minute. 5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Speaking of minutes, first and 10, Atchison. Little straight ahead run. Gain a yard. Second down, 9. So it'll be up at the 29-yard line. 4 minutes and 40 to play. Raven football tomorrow on Care Radio with a pregame at about 12:30 inning. BC kickoff at 1 o'clock at Wilcox Stadium. Ravens and the Vikings of Missouri Valley. Benedictine, 7-1 on the season and number 3 in the national poll. Having one of those magical seasons, and they've got high aspirations, and they're playing really good football. You're going to want to go up and see them. Snap back, hand off into the middle, nothing. Less than nothing. Going the wrong way. The roaring you hear is from the Miege sideline across the way. Some of the guys out there loving to see some of their younger teammates making a tackle. And that one was big James Eckrich. James at 5'7 and 242. He's a solid guy out there making a nice tackle. It'll bring up a third down 14 for Atchison. 3:40 left in this one. The Miege crowd staying right in here. The Atchison crowd has stayed in well. They should all be very proud of their teams. Young men out there working hard every day, practicing for, gosh, it's late summer. Here's a handoff into the middle of the line and just nowhere to go. And now the ball pops loose. The official going to call it down. Yeah, that's a good call by the official. Spotting the ball down. And it's going to bring up a fourth down, Atchison. And now for AHS, interesting question. What do you do with less than 3 minutes to play in the game? Probably really not a lot to be lost by leaving the offense out there. Line of scrimmage, a 21-yard line. It would bring up a fourth down and about 17. And so for Atchison, the play clock rolling along now at 16, 15, 14, 2.5 minutes to go in the ball game. Three receivers to the near side. And here comes the Phoenix offense on the fourth and long. Quarterback is back, rolling right, throwing right over the middle. It's going to be caught at the 30-yard line and then dropped. It is going to be incomplete, and either way, it was going to be short of the first down. The Stag defense holds, and Atchison going to be coming back out over the football. Defensively, Stags will put their offense out there. Inside 2 minutes to go. Got a few of the young guys coming out there. Tyrese McGowan, sophomore for Atchison. I see him coming to the field. Got Avante Battle out there. Atchison is going to run out on the field. Amaja Lockett. First down call. Stags Handoff running back. Going to be hit in the backfield. Nowhere to go. No gain on the play. Perhaps even the loss of a yard with a minute 20 left.
On the tackle.
Isaiah Commode in the game for Atchison at a defensive secondary position. Mentioned K.L. Williams. He's been to the game through the course of the evening. Second down and long. Mies is going to bring Tucker Hogg into the tight end spot. Second down, they're going to let the play clock kind of roll down a little bit. Maybe another two snaps left in this game. The Atchison team is coming to the middle, and they're going to have a penalty for the delay of game, and they're going to meet in the center, and that's going to do it. The final score tonight at Amelia Earhart Stadium. It was Miege 57, Atchison 7. We'll be back to do our best to summarize this right after this.
You've been listening to High School Football on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for our post-game show featuring our Highland Community College drive summary. The post-game show starts right after this.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sowers Heating and Cooling is turning up the heat for the Atchison High Phoenix. From homes to businesses, they keep Atchison comfortable all year long. Call 913-426-0107. Sowers Heating and Cooling, quality service at affordable prices. Go Phoenix.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net, providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine College sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
If you've got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 20 years. For efficiency and cost effectiveness, inside or out, contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, L&L Construction. Quality is our priority.
Amelia Earhart Stadium, where tonight, Class 4A postseason, first round game in the books, and coming to town, 3-5 Bishop Miege at Atchison, who is 5-3, but Miege came out of the blocks fast. They scored 3 first half touchdowns. They had 43 points at halftime and went on to a 57-7 win over the Phoenix tonight. Lead the way for the Stags. Wow. I'll tell you what, Vinny George, he was fantastic. Scored the first 4 touchdowns and ended up with 5 TDs in the ball game for Miege. For Atchison, the lone score came on a spectacular 74-yard run by Jack Bilderback. And for the Phoenix, great bunch of seniors wrap up their high school football careers here tonight. Atchison will end the season at 5-4. Miege will be moving on next week at 4-5 and continue in the postseason. Tomorrow, it's Benedictine College football on CARE Radio. Pregame, 12:30, kickoff at 1. Ravens at home at Wilcox Stadium. Come up and watch it. Join us here on CARE Radio, too. It's going to be the Ravens and Missouri Valley. Got to thank you for having joined us. Till we greet you next time to get the final score tonight. Bishop Miege over the Phoenix. It was Stags 57, Atchison 7. For Joseph, producing and engineering in the CARE Radio Sports Studio, Tom Counts. So long, everybody.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Care 93.7. Stay up to date with your favorite local sports program by following them on our website at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.